Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 21 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I am your host, Marty Becker, and the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, over the past couple weeks, we have been going through 7 of the biggest mistakes that people make in their retirement planning. In today's episode, we're actually going to address 2 of those mistakes together because they go hand in hand. Number one is not understanding withdrawal rates. And number 2 is underestimating your own longevity. Basically, how long will you live? All of retirement planning revolves around this thing called the 4% rule. Now, the 4% rule was never meant to be, quote, the rule. Originally, this came from a financial article that was written by a guy named William Benjamin. What he was doing was he was trying to figure out running all kinds of different simulations based on returns of the market going all the way back to the early 20s. He was trying to figure out what would be an acceptable withdrawal rate that his clients could take out every year and still have a relatively high chance of not running out of money in a 30-year period. So like I said, he wrote about this simulation. They also call them the Monte Carlo simulations. He wrote about this in a financial planning magazine. I think it was 1992 or 94, talking about this 4% withdrawal rate. Well, after it was published, it quickly got picked up by the rest of the industry and became known as the 4% rule. Now, one thing that we need to keep in mind is that this 4% withdrawal rate, the 4% rule, it was never meant to be principal preservation. It was only meant to make sure you had enough money to last you a specific period of time, which is normally a 30-year period. Now, we live in a very different world than we did 30 years ago, because with the volatility of markets, after computer-generated trading got introduced in the late 90s, and with living in a very low interest rate environment, basically through the first part of the century, that 4% rule is no longer the rule. A lot of economists talk about this on a regular basis. Probably the most outspoken is a guy by the name of Dr. Wade Fowle. He writes a lot about this. What he wants to figure out is basically what is considered the new safe withdrawal rate. What is the new rule? What we're looking at here on the left-hand column is the number of years that would be expected for your retirement to last you. Now, for a couple who's 65, we should plan for a 35-year time frame, and I will explain why in just a minute here. But the new acceptable withdrawal rate, the new rule, is about 3.5%. And that's even if you need it to last only 30 years, if you're like 70 right now. But what's really interesting about this is if we look at the difference in success rates between only taking 3.5%, so picture $3,500 per year for every $100,000 that you have saved for retirement, the difference between taking 3.5% or 4% is pretty dramatic. Now think about that. We're only taking an extra $500 per year for every $100,000 that you have saved for retirement. And look at the dramatic difference. Your success rate drops from just over 99% to just under 93%. For some of you, you may say, I'm comfortable with 90. Let me put it to you this way. If you were getting on an airplane and the pilot came over the intercom and said, hey, we have some very unforeseen things that could happen on the way to our destination, and there's a 7% chance this plane is going to crash and burn. Are you staying on that airplane? I'm not personally, but I'm not a risk taker. I am risk adverse by nature. So this, like I tell all my clients, this is your money. You've worked your entire life to save it. That's going to be up to you, but know what the risks are. And there's a lot of advisors out there that will tell you, oh, you can take 5%. Well, again, it's your money. But what they're doing by telling you to take more money every year is they're putting you at the risk for the sequence of returns. And if you don't know what I'm talking about when I use that phrase, go back and listen to episode 20 to get some clarification on it. But you can see just by this chart here, you go over 4.5%, now you're looking at a success rate in the 70s. I'm definitely not staying on that airplane. Now, when I talk to people about this, one of the first things they say is, oh, I'm not going to live that long. I'm not going to survive 30, 35 years of my retirement. And my response is always, hey, look, outside of some genetical family history or some unfortunate diagnosis, we need to plan that you're going to live to age 100. Because there are three questions that nobody has been able to answer for me with any degree of certainty. Number one, who killed Jimmy Hoffa? Number two, was there a second gunman on the grassy knoll? And number three, when are you going to die? Nobody can answer that, especially that last question, with any degree of certainty. That is totally out of our control. So what we're looking at here is a table from the Academy of Actuaries. Now, if you've never spoken with an actuary before, these are some of the smartest people. I like to refer to them as pediatric neurosurgeons who don't like blood. So these guys know with a very high degree of certainty, and they get paid a lot of money to know this stuff, that a couple that is age 65 right now, that are in relatively good health, at least one of them has a 25% chance of living to the age 98. So if your plan is not put in place for one of you to live to at least 98, you got a 25% failure rate in that plan already. So this is why I always plan to age 100. So what is the solution to this? Because my goal with these podcasts is not to be a fear mongerer. It's to help you find solutions. So what is the solution? Well, for the vast majority of people, the solution would be to put an income annuity into the retirement plan because it's going to allow you to spend a much higher percentage of the money with the guarantee that the income will always be there no matter how long you live. This is what's known. This is what these actuaries are good at. So if you can only take 3.5% in a managed portfolio, depending on your age, maybe we can get you an income annuity that will pay you a guaranteed 6.5% withdrawal rate. Now, again, that's not interest accumulation. That's the amount of money you can spend out of it every year. And the important thing to realize about this is that even if the annuity runs out of money, the income will never stop. This can only happen with income annuities, and that's because of these actuaries using what's known as mortality credits. And I'm going to do a whole other episode on that down the road, but basically the reason you can spend more money for every dollar that you put into an income annuity is risk pooling. It's the law of large numbers and the law of averages. And again, these actuaries know how many people will live to a certain age. They just don't know who will live to a certain age. So how do we put all this together? Because the Atlas Annuity strategy will allow you to spend more money for every dollar that we have into the annuity. It will allow you to have liquidity, which I'm going to do a big episode on that next week. And it will give you the opportunity to continue to have market growth. It can't be all or nothing. There's a balance between guaranteed income, liquidity, and opportunity for future growth. So, how do we get you an Atlas Annuity strategy put together? Well, first of all, you can start by watching my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which you can either find going to atlasannuity.com and going to the video section, or I will leave a link to it in the show notes here. And after that, once you have a good foundation to get your thoughts rolling and get some questions popping in your head. Then go to atlasannuity.com, which will take you directly to my contact page, and then book a short phone call to get your questions answered. So I hope this helps. I do these podcasts for educational purposes. And if you did find it helpful, please like this podcast, subscribe to it, and share it with someone that you think may get some help from it as well. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. This was episode number 21 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I wish you all the best in your financial education, and I'll see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.